My name is Ashley Morales, and joining me today on Impact Catalyst is Dr. Irfan Ali, President and CEO of Pioneer Medical Foundation. Thank you so much for being here today, Dr. Ali.
It is my pleasure. It is my pleasure, actually. Thank you so much for having me over.
Absolutely. So can you give us a little bit of background on the foundation and its mission?
Sure. Thank you so much, Ashley. I appreciate this very much. I think one of the reasons why I like to do these things is just to make sure that it is not just what we are doing, but how we can inspire the other folks, just like what you are doing, the great work with the foundation and in St. Petersburg that you are involved with. So almost around 2015, 2016, as we were getting busier in the hospital medicine, I started to see a lot more and more patients who are coming in the hospital. They're leaving the hospital. Some of them are homeless, some of them are underinsured, some of them have no resources. Then in the communities, especially that population, which is completely invisible to people, the homeless individuals who are on the streets, people who are not even able to get some minimum care, like wound care, hygiene supplies, and all of those things. So we made a decision at that time that we are going to maybe impact healthcare in a different way, that starting with take the care where the people are rather than waiting for them to come to your clinics. So we started with mobile clinics. Even before that, I started with street medicine. You know, we partnered up with USF and with Advent Health. We used to walk the streets of downtown Tampa, Zapparel's Dade City, looking at where some of the individuals gather, where they need help. And it started with just simple things, education, making the cleanliness, the hygiene supplies, awareness about, the impact of drug abuse and everything else which comes with it. And I think that, you know, that itself was so good for not just for the people that we are taking care of, but for our own souls too, that doing something different. You know, this is followed by we started having different clinics in Trinity Cafe, Salvation Armies, church, temples, mosques. And we were able to help thousands of people that way. And eventually our goal was to come up with a stand-up clinic where we can get these patients. And we ended up having a stand-up clinic in Tampa where patients reach out to us and we take care of them. It all comes down to that, life is just not all about us, as we know. And you know, what impact are we providing to the people who lives in the same community? What is the responsibilities that we have? So it just comes from a sense of duty and purpose and community, and that's what we do.
Wow. So at a time when healthcare is, you know, difficult for many of us and inaccessible for many of us, why was it important to you to not be the, you know, up on a hill, inaccessible, but to be out, you know, helping individuals with their healthcare? I mean, that's really impressive and incredible.
Well, you're too kind to say all of those things. I think, like I said, that, most of us are raised that what impact are we having around people? You know, so a simple analogy I will give is that, you know, when we say that good people, are we good people? So good people are not just that they are good to others. Good people are that they make other people feel good about themselves. And I think that is the same philosophy a lot of us lived, especially a person like me, immigrant to this country, having a huge opportunity which was not available anywhere else. So that brings another level of responsibility. What are you giving back? And I think that my parents, both of them, have been in the service industry, helping a certain population. And I think that that's when I came over here, starting from Chicago, Boston, and back to Tampa. This is something that is very, very dear to me. The other thing is that the major concept in our foundation was that I said that we will take care of all the whole continuum of healthcare, not just so I can see a patient, I can tell them, hey, you have diabetes, you need to be on glucophage, and then say goodbye, right? If the person cannot afford to have that insulin or glucophage, I have not done anything. So we have to make sure that we cover the whole continuum, not just consult, but execute on the treatment. So this is what we do, that we see the patient, the medication and everything which comes with it. But the beauty of this is that we don't take any donations, we don't take any grants. We support this whole process through our parent foundation, parent company, Pioneer Medical Group. And that makes us very nimble. We can do things, can help the community. I always say our goal is not to stay, to be bigger and everywhere in the country, but what can we do individually as a group, whatever our capabilities are. And I think that has been the success story that we have.
So I know you said the mission started just out on the streets helping patients on an individual basis, and now one of your main programs is hosting an annual health fair. Can you tell me a little bit about the fairs, how they got started, how many people you serve,
Sure.
and the impact there?
As we continued on this journey from walking into the jungles, taking care of people in their tents, to mobile vans, to stand-up clinics. I used to walk around Franklin in downtown Tampa, and there used to be a huge number of folks, people who are afflicted by drug use, mental disorders. I remember distinctly seeing a young woman, probably in her early 20s, an 8-year-old kid next to her. This lady was smoking, was using some kind of a drugs in a cigarette form, and this little kid keeps on trying to grab that from the mother. And I was looking at this kid, and I was saying, man, what can we do? What is the future of this kid? He doesn't have a place. He doesn't have a probably doesn't have much to eat, and the influence that he's seeing, where this is going to go. So I thought about what can we do in a way that is different than a regular health fair, where you go, you check your blood sugar, blood glucose, blood pressure, and you say you need to take care of those things. So I replicated, I studied different health fairs around the country, and there are some of them in San Francisco, where I noticed that a comprehensive health care was done. So the concept is that how can we, again, I'm a big believer in the whole continuum of things. So I said, let's host a place. We started with renting one of the large parks in downtown Tampa, and started with a person imagining a person walks in, doesn't have a has any hygiene. So let's put showers and over there. Once they take the showers, let's make sure that they have their hair stylists are there, making sure the pedicure and manicure are there, making sure that they have clothes over there that they can put on. There are some of them, I remember there's one guy who said, I have an interview and I don't have any clothes which are presentable, able to provide them. And that guy actually got a job based on his presentation, followed by that the medical help is available. There are almost 25, 30 doctors sitting around waiting for people to take care of anything from joint pains to internal medicine, even podiatrists, pain management, where they can provide some counseling. Of course, not the narcotics or anything like that. So once they move over from there is a pharmacy booth that they can get the medication, the spiritual booths where pastors and other some of the psychologists that are there that the patient can talk to. And then connecting them with the county insurances if we can, because sometimes people are eligible, but they do not know where to get the help. So the county insurance people, especially the Pasco and the Hillsborough County, they are there so we can connect with them. We also almost have 30, 40 vendors, which volunteers come with us, including dental vans. Sometimes people have 40, 50 dental instructions, vision screening, mental health support, thinking about a holistic health experience, you know, that goes beyond just treating illness. Because we are one person. We are affected by our environment, our culture, our education, our illnesses, our diseases, our habits. And I think that providing at least a place where they can feel, you know, like a normal, you know, contributing member of the community. And so I think that was the main concept. Even the, you know, the lunch and the food and everything that we get for them is from really high end restaurants. So when they are having those meals, you know, you make somebody feel good about themselves. And I'll end this question with one statement that I had this lady who was there in the health fair last time. I think the last time she had a haircut was probably 5-7 years ago, not in good shape. She came in and she went through the whole thing from, you know, from taking showers, putting clothes, getting all the other amenities. And when she was walking out, you know, she said that, you know, I feel beautiful today. You know, how valuable is that statement that, you know, whatever little work that you do, you made somebody feel pretty and beautiful today, not just outside, but inside. So it's a blessing. And it's a blessing that we have hundreds and hundreds of volunteers who work with us and make this dream come true. But it's something which I feel is just good for the soul, for any soul who's involved in this process.
And really making people feel cared about and understand that they have inherent value. I mean, that's incredible.
And I mean, by the end of the day, what do we want, Ashley? You know, all of us want some level of security. You know, we all want some level of appreciation. And we all look for something, you know, the glimpse of future, right? So if you can even provide one of those things, even briefly, it is better than nothing. But at the same time, when we connect with these folks, you know, we have them come into our clinics. We started this new program with Dr. Brian Palumbo with the Florida Orthopedic almost 4 years ago, where you know, we started getting patients to have free hip surgeries in the hospital under Operation Walk. And I remember this. So we have done almost 40 plus. Free hip surgeries, all the way from coming in pre-op, all the implants, the surgeon's time, almost 150 volunteers from anesthesiologists to OR techs. You know, we have been doing this in Edmund Healthcare Award. We have another one coming up in Tampa. But this one particular lady who was not able to walk at all the year before. This year, just last week, she was a volunteer in the health fair, and she was biking, she was dancing, and in order to provide that kind of hope, I remember there's one kid in 20s. He has a really bad avascular necrosis. It's like the bones get mushed up. Those folks have really difficult problem ambulating. So after he got done 2 years ago, this process, I got a letter from him, and he said the first, when he lives in Georgia, and he said first he heard about this group who's planning something in Florida where he can get a free hip. He thought it was some kind of a scam.
It sounds like a scam, doesn't it?
Yeah, it sounds like a scam, right? So he called and connected, and we did it. Dr. Palumbo did a televisit from here to Georgia, and our foundation made the arrangements for him to come down over here, arrange for his accommodation, everything that he needs before the surgery, after the surgery. And in his letter, he stated that it just feels like a miracle has happened. It is really in the power of collaboration. It is not me. It is not Pioneer Foundation. It is when people come together, and it is not just even about the money. It is or donations. It is about when you collaborate. You know, there's a synergistic effect. and it goes a long way. So I will say that this would not be possible with some of the work, some of the work, even our foundational leaders and pioneer, Dr. Masood Khan and Ano Kashumba. I mean, they are Kathleen. They are the true catalyst who makes this happen every day.
That's incredible. What are some of your goals coming up this year as an organization?
I think the most important thing that I feel that we need to get more and more people involved. Like what you are doing. I was going through some of the work that your organization is doing, what we are doing, some of the free clinics which are out there, the crisis center for women, the homeless shelters which exist. I think that the more we come together, I think that we can do bigger things. I think that some of the other granular things I will say that I would like to expand our healthcare initiatives, maybe break it in pieces so we can do it in not just in Tampa but other cities and different services. I think that strengthening partnerships, like I already mentioned, I think mental health support. I think that I'm trying to see if we can find some more individuals, because if you go around and you talk to a lot of these individuals, mental health is one of the bigger problems which exists, and it will just not go away by Xanax, And I think that because of the a lot of funding initially went away from the mental health, so it just increased the problem. So I believe that. I also feel that my family is committed to provide some vocational services in the homeless shelters where people are. So we may not be able to provide help to all the 10 people that come to the class. Maybe one person will take the lead and move away from this vicious cycle, and that is a win. So starting with simple tasks, simple things which can help people to earn a living and maybe go in a different direction of life. So that would be a big win.
That's incredible. And so, how can people watching this support the wonderful work that you're doing? Because I know that's what everyone is thinking right now. How can I get involved?
Raise your hand. That's what I would say. Don't worry about donating money. Think about spending a couple of hours a month in any of the things we are doing or somebody else. It because I am a strong believer that Pioneer Medical is not Pioneer Foundation is not any better than any other foundation. Everybody is doing great work. So wherever the nearest help that you think that you can provide, go for it. But at the same time, go to our website, at the Pioneer Medical Foundation, whether you can find us even on LinkedIn and Facebook and other places, and there are volunteer forms over there. There's always some activities which are going on. The other thing that I take a lot of pride in, that we take quite a large number of students, from colleges, even high schoolers, and we provide them a pathway, and teaching them about leadership, teaching them about how to present, teaching them how to organize themselves. And we have another partnership with Dr. Dexter Frederick. He's with the Best Academy, and they do extensive work in for the population and new kids, to provide them with some new tools. So I think that that is another thing that if you are interested, somebody is interested in helping some of these efforts, I think that we can that would be humongous. I have some of my students who I can say that would have no future, with the help of Best Academy and some of the mentorship that we provide. A lot of them are in medical schools. Some of them are in nursing, And I think that without that guidance, maybe some of those souls may have been lost. So, you know, definitely when you look back, it makes you feel good that you're doing something different. So, you know, raise your arm, just say that, you know, you want to help. And there's a lot of resources that, that can utilize your power, your spirit.
From organizations or even folks who don't have a medical background, right? I mean, you can still
volunteer. Anybody. We can even, use, we sometimes in the clinics, we need somebody to, help the patients navigate where they need to be. Sometimes we need, just simple tasks. Sometimes setting up clinics, mobile clinics. Certain times just, moving the supplies. And certain times helping with teaching and guiding some of the other folks. Whatever skills you have, healthcare is not the only expertise that we need. We have ample of those. But I think that bring your ideas, bring your skill sets, and we can make something out of it.
I love that. Well, thank you so much for all of the work that you're doing in the community. And I can't wait to come to a fair in person soon.
Please do. Please do. I've never had a person who has not come to this these fairs and walked away and didn't feel whole. I can guarantee you that. So thank you so much, Ashley, for your time and everything that you are doing. Hopefully we can connect sometime. Thank you.